I've been struggling with my faith for quite a while. It's with the Lord, of course.
Uh-huh.
I've had a problem with a chemical imbalance for a number of years, as long as I've been saved. And I just wanted to ask, how do I get motivated when I know the Lord and I know of His Word and I know His Word and I know have a true relationship with Christ? How do I just get motivated when I seem I can't move forward in my walk and get back on my feet?
Okay, well, it sounds like you're describing the struggle that not only you have, Michael, mm-hmm. but Christians around the world. Jesus says in Revelation that if we lose our first love, He talks about a group of Christians, they know the Lord like you, but Christ says, I have something against you, you've lost your first love.
Mm-hmm.
That can happen sometimes in marriages, where that first romance and thrill begins to dry up. In order to revive it, you need to work on the relationship.
Right.
And so I would ask you, if there's anything more you could do in the way of your personal devotions, in your prayer time, in reading the Word, in attending services, you know, maybe if there's a prayer meeting, go to the prayer meeting, get some good tapes. There's so much good stuff out there, Pastor Dick. I'm listening to a great series in my car that says Turning My Crank. I want to preach 10 different sermons as I drive down the road.
Amen.
And so feed your soul.
Right.
And that typically will give you more energy.
Okay.
And that's probably the, you know, the best summary of what you can do.
So in other words, you're kind of referring what you, like you did with the other person that called a little while ago, just
yeah.
Faith comes by.
How do you get more of the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
Faith
yeah.
comes by hearing. Mm-hmm. And I keep saying the thing over and over again, it's the secret weapon that is the most neglected, is the relationship with the Lord through your personal devotion.